Joining us now in the grab bag, Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez.
All right.
He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, welcome to the grab bag.
What's going on? How are you?
Well, we're
very
excited. Well, yesterday, we heard Gerard Mayo talk about the team being a soft team. He's clarified that today and said you guys are playing soft. Do you agree with Gerard Mayo that you're either a team that's playing soft or are a soft football team?
Yeah, I mean, you know he came out and said what he wanted to say, you know, and it's nothing that he wouldn't tell us. I mean, yesterday we went out there and we didn't play up to our standard of Patriot football that we always talk about. So he went out there and said that.
Do you feel, just speaking for the defense, do you guys feel like you're playing as a team, or are you concerned that certain players are kind of playing for themselves at this point?
No, I don't think nobody's playing for themselves. You know, we come in, you know, every day and you know, go to work with each other. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and play a complete game.
How do you reverse course? I know you're more in the passing game than the run game, but you do have to get into run force at times. How do you stop the run? Like, I'm sure that sounds like a stupid question from the outside looking in. I know you guys are going to try your hardest to get that done, but it's really been the last 3 weeks, maybe even last 5 weeks, where you guys have struggled against it, talked about stopping it, still don't stop it. How do you get that fixed? Will you guys get that fixed?
Yeah, we get it fixed. I mean, it's just in practice. Coming into practice and getting that fixed. And you know, I like you said, I mean, I'm in the secondary, but, you know, I trust all those guys up there. So, you know, I know they know what they're doing up there. So they'll be good.
You know, every week in the league, you're going up against a top receiver on the other side. Yesterday, it was Brian Thomas Jr. What makes him so tough to go up against?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good receiver. He's fast. He can stretch the field. So, I mean, it was good to go up and see the young receiver.
Is he a talker, or how many of the guys that you have faced so far this year are talkers out there?
Not really. I mean, they can really be out there chilling. Nobody really talked or said anything crazy. There's always a couple words, but I mean, nothing like crazy or nothing.
What about on your side? Because I remember for years, Malcolm Butler was one of those guys that he would always just be talking to the other team nonstop, and everybody on defense kind of was like, yeah, he's the guy that talks. Is there anybody on this team that talks to the opposing offense?
No, not really. We kind of all just, you know, talk to each other. We all keep it.
Not you, Chris. You're not much of a talker.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not too much of a talker. No.
Okay. Interesting. We were talking earlier about Gerard Mayo and the job security. Do you feel like he's the right guy for the job?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't got no. I mean, everybody in this locker room believes in him. We all riding behind him. I mean, it's his first year of being a head coach. I mean, nobody's done an amazing job the first year they've done something. So, I mean, I don't think it's fair for anybody outside the building to comment on that.
Was there any, like, weird food or anything going on over there? Because I heard Kendrick Bourne after the game was talking about certain guys need to, you know, not stay up all night and eat the right foods. And, you know, not saying it's necessarily who he was talking about, but Javon Baker missed a practice, and then Pop Douglas missed a bunch of time with the game because of he wasn't feeling very well. But was there some weird food out there that you guys were eating?
I mean, no.
Okay, all
right. Well,
you had two sick players, and you had another player say that guys weren't eating the right stuff. So I didn't know if you got any. Obviously, you were able to avoid that, whatever it was.
Sorry, I can go to the next question.
How was the London cuisine for you? Maybe not great for your teammates. How was it for you? Anything good on the menu?
It was cool. I didn't get nothing just in London. I mean, I got a little London snack when I went to the Tottenham game, some chips and a drink that they don't got in America. But other than that, it was cool.
What was the field like? Because I know they were making a big deal in the NFL Network, being like, "Oh yeah, it's a good surface and nobody's slipping." And then yet you saw plenty of people slip on both teams. What was the surface like compared to what you guys play here?
I watched the game. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I felt like it wasn't too slick. I slipped once, but I mean, besides that, it didn't seem too bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here in the Grab Bag, and we'll talk to you next week. All right. Christian Gonzalez.
Good stuff.
Brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. So it's interesting. You asked him about Kendrick Bourne calling out. We don't know this.
Yeah. Well, that's what I tried to make clear. I'm not saying that's exactly who
Bourne's talking about.
Pop Douglas
and Javon Baker. He said there were players on the team. Maybe you got to watch what they eat. Staying up late, and he said next. He hit you with next question, Keith.
Wow, next question. It's better than odd question.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Huh.
Sorry, I can go to the next question.
Like, I don't think I have one. I want the answer to that one.
We rattled through them pretty quick.
Yeah, we kind of burned through what we had there, to be honest.
Kind of had them all.
Ran out of questions, a few questions
ago. Do you have any questions for us?
He's like, no.
What do you went to the Tottenham game?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you think he requested...
Not you, Chris. You're not much of a talker?
Nah, I'm not. I'm not too much of a talker.
Oh, no. Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Did he request to be a part of the show?
I don't know. At some point we have to start. It feels...
We got
to
get to the bottom of that a little bit.
I mean, you know, I would like to know...
I don't know how you cracked the shell. I just don't know. I don't know.
You think he has a shell?
Yeah, of course.
Thin candy shell. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
It's interesting. I'm surprised he has a shell. He's so conversational.
I'm not too much of a talker. No.
Grab bag. Players, you know what? Players in the grab bag. That's a good spot for him, I think.
Great spot.
Right, I can go to the next question.
All right, let's check in. What? How do Andy Hart and Christian Arkin feel about yesterday's game? Probably pretty good, I'd imagine. They're going to talk to Drake May today.
It's a grab bag.
WEI Afternoons. Let's get to them next.